What time do you wake up?
Right now, about 4:30, 4:35.
Okay. I'm going to bring that up for a very specific reason here in a moment. Also, there's video of Nick Chubb working out, running the hills, and doing whatnot. You've seen this. You would like to comment on it. Go right on ahead. And his Nick Chubb's off-season tone.
Yeah.
What do you want to say about Nick Chubb?
I'm watching this video, and he is running angry.
Are we watching the same thing at the same time?
This is but the Dove Kleinman. That's where I saw it. And I sent it to the group, and I saw a bunch of people said, I'm back in. Browns made a mistake. And then there was an undercurrent of people talking about his size.
He looks big. I'm not saying he looks fat. Stop it. He looks like a linebacker. He looks like, did he put on even more muscle?
I don't know. That's the other thing. It's tough without the pads and without all that stuff.
Like, this guy looks like Lorenzo Neal right now. He moves a lot better than Lorenzo Neal still. No offense to Lorenzo Neal, who we've had on the show.
Does he rhyme as good as Lorenzo Neal?
Mm-mm. I bet not. I mean, this is Larry Vickers right here. This is a big guy.
Yeah, and he's cutting. He's trying to get upfield. Now, it's impossible for us to know because we don't see other videos of him without the pads.
Would he take a fullback role? 216?
Is he like
Natron means?
Can you tell? Is he slower than in the past?
Okay. I did expect to see a little quicker. So, you know, I'm not being nasty here. It's been two injuries, one very obviously significant. I did expect him to be a little quicker when the video was posted. There's definitely so like you were in love. You immediately fell back in love. So if you want to bring him back,
well, we just hadn't.
You know,
seen
I'm
him.
Not against
you know
it.
Him just doing basically squatting and that stuff. You can't tell anything football wise out of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
Now you're actually seeing some football. Now no one's trying to tackle him. They're throwing these
bags at him and whatnot.
How can you tell if he looks fast enough though in these videos?
He's going up a hill.
He is going up a hill.
So I imagine if he was going down the hill, he'd look a hell of a lot faster than he does already. But if he's going on regular ground, I bet he'd look faster than this.
God, he looks like if you were standing in his way by accident and he just kind of knocked into you, not like
tried
to hurt you, it looks like you would be hurt.
He's a big, strong man. Good head on his
shoulders. This would be terrifying seeing him come at you.
So him going uphill, I mean, There's some stupidity in the comments about him being cooked and things like that. I don't think that. He's dealt with serious injuries. He's late 20s.
That actually looked kind of bad. He's moving like he's too full.
I didn't want
them cuts a little slower.
Well, they wrote that he was hungry. He looks hungry. That's why they wrote that he was too full, this person.
He looks terrible. Looks slow, unfortunately.
He doesn't look terrible.
This is better than them Zeke videos. This did not look appealing. He also looks out of work, hungry for a paycheck.
Okay, stop it.
He cooked, bro. He moving slow.
Well, stop reading stupidity on the internet.
All right.
Thank you. Also on the internet.
He is favoring his injured knee.
So you wake up at... who the hell said that? How the hell do they know that?
It's right there. Lenny Pettierno, 79 or bust.
Play this. This is from Shiloh Sanders' podcast. This is Deion Sanders. You wake up at 4:30, right?
Yeah.
I wake up at 3:10. What time did you wake up this morning, Owen?
3:37.
Each of us, if we were in shape, Deion Sanders would hang out with us and we could play for Deion Sanders. But if you just woke up, I'm sorry, he has no use for you.
If your man sleeps past 7 a.m., leave him.
You said leave him?
Leave him. Unless he's on the night shift. Any man who sleeps after 7 is not a man.
Whoa. I wake up every day at 7 now.
He's supposed to wake up at 6. About a rapper's life. You're trying to live a rapper's life. I'm the one to wake the rooster up to remind him to say cock-a-doodle-doo.
You're trying to live a rapper's life.
They are always talking about that in their rap lyrics. About it's 7 a.m. and I'm just getting out of bed.
So that's late to them?
I will say, of course. The older I have gotten.
That's what the Kendrick and Drake thing was all about.
Yeah, the what time they hit their alarm clock. Their old cartoon-like alarm clock. So with all the Mickey Mouse-looking alarm clock. So I will say that like before this job, I didn't get up till 9, 9:30, 10.
Yeah, but no woman, I gotta be careful how I say this. no woman would have you then.
That's true. And I was watching NBA till 2 in the morning and all that and doing God knows what.
The things you were doing till 2 in the morning.
In and on the shift.
Yeah, but, there might have been an NBA game on in the background, but you were doing other things. Don't sit there and say you were watching NBA.
I have to say, the more and more people I've gotten a chance to talk to as I've matured and gotten older, Dion is absolutely right. Like, there aren't many successful people in this world that are waking up late. It's just not happening. They're maximizing their day. They're getting the most, whether it's working out. I cannot believe how many people, when I'm leaving to come here, are already running outside, are already getting their runs in. Like, it's staggering to me how many people optimize their day with workouts starting at 4:30 or 5.
There is a CrossFit place that I pass every day. They're and if awful. I'm late, they are all, there's a line of them.
Yes.
Running down and back.
And I just
flipping tires.
I know you guys know somebody in crypto who's making money. It wakes up at noon every day. Okay. I think that's more the anomaly. The more successful people I've met in life, and if that's what you're going for, meaning
what about Winston Churchill? Yeah. He woke up at like 10:30.
Did he really?
And then he had a scotch.
Yeah, and then he drank whiskey. Just thinking, just telling you. Mm-hmm. Smoked a bunch of cigars.
Then he got into a bath and had another scotch.
Yeah, they had more drinks.
You know what? That's when they were dealing with all plumbers back then.
But that is
competition fair. Wasn't as stiff.
That is one. That is one that you can think of off the top of your head.
He had a T-bone for breakfast and a scotch.
Current president sleeps like 4 hours a night.
Yeah,
wakes up at like 5, something like that.
And you believe it because he's watching the news. Yeah. He's tweeting about it. He's posting on social media.
I 100%
believe that. Now, does it have to be Mark Wahlberg? Does it have to be 4?
I don't believe it.
3 a.m.?
I don't believe him. I just don't believe Mark Wahlberg.
Or who's the guy? Who's the guy that ran like a marathon a day or something? Would go on Rogan.
If that
total freak. That guy was unbelievable.
John Tellich?
Yeah, that's it. Hold on. Mitch just had it.
Who was David Goggins?
Or yeah, JT, John Tellich. Yeah, it's Goggins though. Like, you don't have to do that. That's a little drastic.
I feel if you brag about your schedule, I don't necessarily believe your schedule.
Yeah, like you think you're more prone to lying?
Like the guy who says, I actually live 4 days every day. I wake up and it's 6 a.m. That's a new day.
Like the person who has entrepreneur in their title, in their bio, and talks about how they wake up, time to rise and grind and all that stuff. I go, yeah, you're running something there. There's something in the form of a triangle that I don't necessarily believe in what you're doing. Some may call it a pyramid.